Hello and welcome to the LFP Transfer Room podcast, the first one since we've signed Ibrahim Konaté. I'm joined by Daz and Richie, as always. How are we doing, gents?
All good. It's been a pretty damn good week, hasn't it? not for Manchester, but for the rest of the world, it's been pretty good.
Absolutely. And then, signing Konaté, you couldn't really have wished for too many better weeks than that. It's just a shame that obviously Chelsea were one of the victors, but the lesser of two evils, I suppose.
I don't know, like, because I proper hate Chelsea, but then I thought it was the third European Cup, and because I didn't remember that Torres won it with Drogba. My head was chocolate when I realised. But then when I realised it was only two, I wasn't that bothered, really, because there's still, what, four off us, so I can't see them going four anytime soon.
And plus we're gonna widen that gap next year anyway.
Yeah, Konaté helps that. Do you think he's coming in as Virgil's number two, or do you reckon Gomez has still got that number two spot? And we're gonna see what we've seen with like Robertson, Fabinho, Ben Davis, etc., where he's gonna settle in for about six months or so before we see him.
I think Gomez is still number two for me. Just depends on his fitness, you know. And same with Verge as well. Just as long as they're fully fit, then I think Gomez and Verge are starters. Konaté is kind of like the understudy for Virgil.
I think a lot depends on what sort of Gomez comes back. I think we've discussed on the podcast, it's an injury that could completely derail him. You know, because it's one of those injuries. Is he going to have his pace back? You know, and his pace is so important for us because of the high line, which is one of the reasons why Konaté was signed, because he has got pace. I think a lot of it depends on what Joe Gomez returns and how long is he going to remain out for. And let's not forget as well, we obviously have Joel Matip as well in there. So even if it isn't Gomez, then I'd like to think that Konaté will have time to settle in. I wouldn't want to see him thrown in straight away. It is a massive change of pace, you know, league-wise. And let's not forget as well that he hasn't had that much game time recently under Leipzig. So that might be important for him to have a really good pre-season and just slowly be embedded into the team, because it worked for Robertson, it worked for Fabinho. So let's hope that a really good Joe Gomez comes back and we don't have to rely on Konaté straight away.
I think the exciting thing for me is that everyone who watches German football have said that Konaté was the most talented one from Leipzig. I know we were linked with Upamecano, but I wasn't impressed when Leipzig played against us with him. But everyone says he is the stronger one out of the three centre-backs that they do use. It's just his injuries. But you know, when you delve into his injuries, it's not really that bad. It's just a few niggles here and there, isn't it? So I think we'll be fine with him.
He obviously had a very serious injury, didn't he? But he had surgery on it, and it was called sort of like an iapsis release, which relieves the pressure on the hip, which is what he was having a lot of trouble with. And since then, I mean, that was 11 months ago. He's had no hip-related injury since. He had a knock on his ankle that took him out for quite a while as well. But that's part and parcel of being a sports person. You are going to pick up injuries. It's not a recurring injury. The one that it was recurring, he's had surgery on. So, yeah, I think he's a very talented centre-back. And I think that game that Upamecano played for, I think he thought he was playing for Liverpool the amount of times he gave us the ball.
Yeah. But what about...
Don't worry about Ben Davies.
Do you know what, though? I think he actually is going to be decent, because the fact we've kept him in the shadows for 6 months, like what we've done with Fabinho and Robbo and so many others. And then Ben Davies put to that Instagram post where he says he'll be back next year. I think we might see him. Maybe not, obviously, I don't think in the Prem, because obviously we need to win every game, but maybe like the League Cups and that, we might see him. And it's depth in it, something we didn't really have. I'd rather have him than Dejan Lovren, to be honest.
Yeah. I also, he did have a couple of injuries. Maybe he was supposed to play a couple of games, but he did have a couple of knocks and injuries as well. That's obviously, you know, reduced that opportunity of game time. But I think James Pearce from The Athletic also said that there are plans that Ben Davies stays. And again, like you said, I'd rather see Ben Davies there at centre-back than Henderson or Fabinho again next season.
Yeah, I think we're kind of not taking up the option for Kabak. Ben Davies will be staying. But no, I have a mate from Preston as well, he's getting pissed off because, you know, Ben's not playing. But I'm like, Preston North End to Liverpool, it's going to be a while, you know, before Ben gets the go ahead. So I'm like, just chill out. You'll see him eventually.
Yeah, yeah, we've got the human wool, Nat Phillips as well, who is very deserved of a centre back spot as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of competition now. And rewind 6 months ago, there wasn't.
Well, what's your thoughts then on Phillips? Like, do we keep him or do we cash out? Because, you know, Konaté now, the rumour is Davies is staying. And if Matip stays as well, Phillips is going to be like number six.
I think he will stay. I think we're going to go into the season over-prepared in that department because we don't know how Van Dijk's going to come back. We don't know how Gomez is going to come back. We don't know how Matip's going to come back. Don't know how Konaté is going to settle in. So you do sort of still need fifth and sixth choice options really in that department. I mean, all going well, Van Dijk comes back unscathed and it's back to his best, but it'll be hard. But yeah, moving on to quick transfer update. There's a Belgian outlet, Hess News Bold. They're quite reliable, them as well, has been reporting that Yuri Tielemans is high on Liverpool's potential list of Wijnaldum replacements. There's various sources about Salah getting a new contract. That sort of broke out today as well. There's not a very reliable one, but Turkish newspaper Fotomach is saying Shaqiri is in talks to join Turkish giants Fenerbahce. And then The Athletic have said several clubs have shown interest in our youth prospect Taiwo Awoniyi. There's West Brom, Fulham, Stoke have all made inquiries over him. Which is there anything that stick out there for you?
Probably the Athletic one, just because they're more reliable than anything. I can't see Awoniyi, even though he's got the work permit now, I just don't see him getting into the Liverpool squad. I just don't. Can I see him again on a rainy night in Stoke? Yes.
Do you not think he'd be a good replacement for Origi, though? Because it looks as though Origi will probably depart this summer. So do you not think he'd be a good option to keep him around to replace Origi in terms of depth? Because if we're going to challenge on all fronts, you do need a bigger squad, really, because you'll be playing 60-plus games a season.
Yeah, it just depends, you know, what Klopp's going to do to strengthen that forward line. I mean, is he going to rely on Awoniyi? I just don't know, you know. And then when we do the next part where the sell loan thing, he's one of them on my list to go. So
we'll just have to. It's only there to step out to you, Richie.
I mean, I was quite happy to hear that the Belgium outlet is actually very reliable because I thought a signing like Yuri Tielemans would be more than adequate replacement for Genie. He's been fantastic this season. I actually wanted him as well before he moved to Leicester. And I thought that when Leicester bought him, that was a real steal. It was a great signing. So if that one turns out to be true, that Yuri Tielemans is high on Liverpool's list of potential replacements, then that would be something that I think would elevate us. It would improve our squad. He is a player who wouldn't actually need that much transition because he's already playing in the Premier League. He's already playing in quite a similar style, Rodgers and Klopp, you know. So that would certainly be one to explore further, and hopefully, you know, there's some legs in it.
But how much do you think you'd want for him, though? Because they're only in the Europa League next season. They've got games in Europe. They need a bigger squad. They're going to be he's their best player, bar maybe Maddison. They're going to be wanting, what, 50, 60 mil for him, do you reckon?
Yeah, I would say so. And again, they don't need to sell him. You know, he's a new signing there. He's got time on his contract, and time on your contract means bigger bucks. So, yeah, you are going to be looking at, you know, a potentially hefty fee. But again, we are in the Champions League and Leicester City aren't. So if Tielemans wants to play in the Champions League, he knows where to look.
You'd assume he would. All the best players want to play there in the Champions League, don't they? So,
well, it's good because, you know, he's strong on both feet as well. Optimizes the space and possession really well. So he's very much like a Klopp player. But again, money talks. You know, I'm sure if Liverpool kind of get interested in him, his head will turn and he'll be like Champions League. But then Leicester can price us out. There'll be a lot of teams going want to get him, Defo.
Yeah, especially if you think, actually, I know we've been linked to quite a lot of midfielders because of this genie. There's not a lot of, you know, midfielders who you'd say, yes, go out and get them at the moment, who would be readily available. I think Tielemans, if he is one of those players, though, at 24 years old as well, he's only going to get better. So whilst it might cost us 50, 60 million, if we've got him for the next 8 years, I think that's a bit of a snip.
He suits FSG's policy as well, don't he? Because they aren't bothered about spending big money. Like we've seen that with Kaiser and stuff like that. But as long as they're younger, because they always want to see a resale value in the future. Whether they ever get that resale value, or whether if they're world class, like the likes of Salahs and Van Dijk's, and have them as failures for the rest of their careers, you're going to have that success with them then, which is then generating profit. So he suits the FSG model for me. I'd love to see him, because he's already, you could buy him and stick him in your squad, because he's already got Premier League experience, where other people were linked with, like Rodrigo De Paul and Florian Neuhaus, they haven't played in the Prem, so they need to adapt to that league as when they come over, which is hard.
Yeah, and he's got a bang on him, and we don't really tend to score that many goals from midfield, especially last season, you know. So for him, if he's going to add goals in our midfield, even if it's 5, 6, 7, that's still more than Genie. That's still more than Henderson, Thiago, Fabinho, Ox, Keita. Probably all put together, in fact, from last season. So it's extra goals from there as well. And he's an engine. I think he is very much a like-for-like Genie replacement in terms of he recycles play. He can play defensively. He can, you know, get up and down the pitch really well. Plus, he has the factor of, you know, being able to score in an FA Cup final from 30-odd yards.
Well, we've got to start really fighting on all fronts. I'm getting a bit tired of, like, you know, just the Prem and the Champions League. I want the FA Cup. I just do. I've always loved the FA Cup, but we just have never really, you know, I think since Klopp's come in, taken it seriously. And League Cup is just, you know, League Cup. So we need a bigger squad, and we can't rely on, you know, Henderson. He's getting older. He's getting more injuries. You know, as we've seen with Fabinho when he's been out, you know, and that's why we're going to miss a player like Genie, because he missed 11 games. That's it in 4 years. That's nuts, you know, because most players probably out at least, you know, 20 to 30 games in 4 years easily. So, you know, all these people are banging on, you know, I'll see you later, Genie. We're going to miss him.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. And we said last week, didn't we? The best sort of ability is availability. Yeah. And his longest time out was 16 days, which is nuts. So, yeah, we are going to miss him. I hope he doesn't do too well at Barcelona.
I think he will. I think they'll win the league next year. Him feeding Messi and Aguero is...
And Depay, if the rumours are true as well, which is slightly annoying, because as much as I would have liked Depay at Liverpool, I think he's a very good player. I don't think really it was ever going to happen after what the Lyon president said about him this week, saying that he was a selfish player. He wanted a team built around him. And we know Jurgen Klopp doesn't work like that. So he will be phenomenal, though, at Barcelona as well.
Be interested to see him go in with that attitude, though, wouldn't it? Because that's Messi's team.
Yep.
We'll see if Messi likes him. It should be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, Messi picks the team, doesn't he?
And picks does the team talks. The team talks. But fair enough, fair play to him. On to our next section then. What we're going to do, because it looks like there's going to be more outgoings this summer than probably incomings for Liverpool, mainly because, you know, we have got a lot of players who are nearing the end of their contract. It doesn't look like they're going to be renewed. We are going to play keep, sell or loan. And we have a list of 10 players. All of these player values are on transfermarket.com. So we're not just making it up. We are, you know, going off valuations that have been set. And essentially it's just keep, sell or loan. At the end of this section, we will then say who we are going to buy with raising the funds. So what are we going to buy? Who are we going to buy? What are we looking for with the players that we sell, potentially loan out or keep? So our first on the list is goalkeeper Loris Karius. His contract expires next season, so something has to give. He's worth around, well, you know, £5 million, I think, is transfer market valuation. Again, it's fairly low because he's only got a year left on his contract. Matty, Loris Karius.
I never want to see the live bird near him again, so definitely sell. Although we had concussion, I think he should have came off. Selfish, in my opinion. If the minute he threw the ball to Benzema, I just wanted to the world to swallow me up. So I'm made up that we end up getting Alisson. 100% sell him. I think Kroc realised how terrible he is. He's dead snotty as well. When I used to work in Curry's, I served him and he's dead snotty where Genie was sad. So yeah, for me, definitely sell him. 100%. Even if it's only 5 million, it's 5 million better than keeping him.
I agree with you. I think he should just stick to modelling. Not with his hands either. Yeah, I'd get rid. He's, you know, obviously that final did something to his head, you know, whether physically or mentally, he's just not there. I mean, when a team like Besiktas doesn't really want you, you know, and Union Berlin, right?
Yeah, he didn't get any games there, really.
He don't want him. I mean, yeah, Liverpool, I'm the same. But if we can get 5 mil for him, that's, oh, man, I'd be laughing.
I did feel sorry for him. And I can't help but feel sorry for him. He never meant it to go that way. And it's just, I don't think there's a comeback from that, if I'm honest. So yeah, I'm going to sell him, especially, you know, when we've got Kevan Kelleher coming through as well. And he, every time I've seen him, I've just been more and more impressed with him. Adrian was talking about extending his contract as well.
We've got Peter Luger coming through as well.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. So yeah, Karius for me. So we're all 5 million up.
Yeah, Minamino. I like him, to be honest, but what do you think? The transfer market value him at 10 million. His contract expires in 2024. I think we can probably get a bit more than 10 million for him with Mickey Edwards' work as magic. I reckon you could probably get about 15 million for him. He's still very young and exciting. And obviously, he comes with the Japanese market, but just go with you, Richie, first. What do you think?
It's a strange one, really, because he's... We were waiting for a long time for him to play, and then he played and he did okay. And then he scored a goal and we were all happy that he scored his first goal. And then he went, and then he had a purple patch at Southampton right at the start. And then it, you know, it sort of dithered out that loan spell. So I think I'm not going to sell him, but I'm not going to keep him. I think another loan would probably be good, so we can actually assess, is he ready for the Premiership? Is he ready to actually hold down a place in that front four? His contract doesn't expire until 2024. So, you know, another season perhaps out on loan for him to adjust to the English, you know, culture and the Premier League. I think a loan would probably be best. I don't want to throw him out the door straight away. So, yeah, I'm going to say loan him, and hopefully to a Premier League team. Hopefully, I would even loan him back to Southampton. You know, Hasenhüttl plays quite a similar game as, you know, as Klopp does. There'd be no point in loaning him out, you know, to someone who just defends all the time. So, you know, there's no point in him going to an Arsenal or a team like that. So, yeah, I'm a loner.
Yeah, I think I'm a loner as well. I don't want to sell him because I do think he's a good little player. But with the rise of Elliot, I think Elliot will be in the squad next season, and Minamino's chances would be, you know, a couple of games, I think. So I wouldn't want to get rid of him. Just loan him out, and if that loan doesn't work out, you know, then bin him next season. But For now, yeah, I'm doing loan.
I'm going to keep him. I think we're going to need him next season. If we want to attack on all fronts, I think he's a good option. He's a good option off the bench as well. So I'm going to say keep him. If it doesn't work out, maybe in January you could sell him or loan him out then. Maybe give him another 6 months and a proper pre-season. I think that's the aim. I've seen a few reports that when Klopp wants to give him a proper Klopp pre-season, because we all know his pre-seasons are intense and sets them up for the season. And I do think that's partly the blame for why we've been poor this year, because Klopp didn't have his pre-season with the squad. So I think keep him, give him a Klopp pre-season, which he's never had, and see where we go from there with him.
What do you think, lads, that really happened to him after? Because it was the Palace game, wasn't it? Where he scored, and then you never heard from him again.
I think the games were just too important. We had to win every game. So I think they were just too important to be chance and rotating, because we were so weak at the back and we've had to make so many changes at the back. That's affecting the team. So you're not going to make, I think that's detrimental, because you're not going to make as many changes going forward, or you're not going to, even like Robbo, I think Tsimikas didn't get a chance because we were so weak at centre-back, he had to play. So I do think that with a fully fit squad, he'd get more time and more chances.
I'm surprised you didn't ask him to play centre-back.
Absolutely. On to our cult hero, and we mentioned him earlier, the Belgian striker Divock Origi, valued at 14 million. Again, you know, Michael Edwards might be able to squeeze a little bit more out of that, but his contract again doesn't run out until 2024, so he does have time on his contract. For me, as much as I love him, he's not, you know, he's not up to the standard of, you know, being in that front four equation, you know. So I know that's not his role. He's supposed to come on as an impact sub. Last season wasn't his finest season. I think he would leave Liverpool as a cult hero, and I think it probably now is time for him to leave. So I'm going to cash in on Divock Origi, but I would wish him all the best in the world. And, you know, his contribution, you know, in our Champions League winning season will never, ever be forgotten.
That Everton goal, that'll be...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why he needs a statue.
Which one, to be fair, because he scored, obviously, the one that came off the bar, the season where we played them afterwards, and he scored that beautiful lob over was it Pickford in goal that day?
Yeah.
Again, destroying Jordan Pickford. That goal was class as well. So, yeah, he does love a goal against the Ev.
I'm sell as well. His time has come and gone for Liverpool. He'll always be remembered, you know, but we need somebody a bit better. But the problem, again, though, Klopp was always playing him on the wing in Mane's position, and he's just not fast enough, you know. It's not his fault, but, yeah, his time has come and gone as well. But, yeah, if we can get... I actually think we can get more than 14 mil.
I reckon we'll go up 20. Completely agree. I reckon we'll sell them. I think if we need to raise funds to strengthen elsewhere. And I think this is going to be where we do make our funds, getting rid of Deadwood like this. And Origi, for me, 100% sell. 100% it. Cult hero. Legend, I'd say as well. I think everyone who won the Premier League and Champions League with us is legends for me. They've done what no other player's been able to do in 30 years, so definitely are legends for me. So he leaves as a legend. Best of luck to him, but he's just not good enough to play Liverpool football anymore. What about Shaq then? For me, I'm selling Shaq. He's decent, but he's not consistent, and I like consistency. 10 million for him. I do think, again, you probably get a little bit more for him. Whether he goes to a team in Turkey or wherever, he seems to be linked out here, there and everywhere. I could see him even maybe going to a team like Brentford or something. I mean, he went to Stoke, so it wouldn't surprise me. So what do you think?
Sell him, yeah. And he's injury prone as well. You know. Also, don't like what he's done with his hair.
He's not injury prone, he's just went and got an air transplant.
It's done something to him then. No, I'd sell him. You know, again, legend for being in the Liverpool squad that won the Premier League and, you know, he was a big part of the win against Barca as well.
Yeah.
You know, in the Champions League. But for me, just like Origi, the exit door.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. Jordan Shaqiri, by the way, his honours list is phenomenal. He's a four-time he's a seven-time league winner. He's won it three times with Bale, three times with Bayern, and obviously once with Liverpool. He's a two-time Champions League winner, two-time Super Cup winner, two-time FIFA World Club Cup winner, and that's not counting his domestic cups as well. So what a unbelievable like career he's had, to be fair. And again, yeah, he would if he went this summer, and again his contract does come up in 2023. If he goes this summer, I think he'll leave with his head held high, and I don't see why he wouldn't sign for another Premier League team, if I'm honest. I think he could mainly take his pick, I think, out of about 16 clubs. So yeah, good luck to him. But again, I would sell him. I know that transfer market value him at 10 million. Again, I think that you can get more for him than that. Harry Wilson, then, he's a bit of an enigma. He's always been a player who excited me, mainly because the pre-season games, he just looks fearless. And then I've seen him a couple of times for Cardiff this season as well. I do like watching Championship football, so I've seen him a few times for Cardiff. Yeah, and it's just he's not really had a chance at Liverpool, I don't think. But then there must be a reason for that. You know, there's no way that Klopp's going to get rid of players if he thinks that they can do a job. His contract does come up in 2023, so he's got 2 years. There's no way he's going to sign a new contract if he's not guaranteed first-team football. I personally would like to see him given a go, especially if Shaqiri, etc., Origi's going to leave. There is some space out on the flanks, but that value will diminish after this year. You know, that 15 million is purely because of the length of his contract. So that will probably be half this time next year. So if Klopp doesn't believe in him, and I think he doesn't, otherwise he would have played him by now, I think we're going to have to sell him. And for that, there's no point in him going out on another loan at all. So for that reason, if Klopp doesn't believe in him, then we're going to sell him. And I think I would stick to sell.
Yeah, he's a great, great dead ball specialist. You know, but again, at 24 years old, he's been loaned out a bunch of times. And like you say, Richie, he always seems to have a good pre-season. But then when, you know, the proper season starts, you just never see him. So that tells me something. He's not ready, or he's just not good enough, you know. So yeah, I'd sell him. And I think you can get more than 15 mil for him, because he's 24. You know, he's got his whole playing career still ahead. So I can see him going to another Premier side. But again, you know, I've read stuff about him as well, and you know, he seems like a good lad. And I think he just wants Klopp to say yes or no. You know, you can't keep him hanging on. You just got to, you know, cut the cord on him and say, you know, good luck, appreciate it, you know, let's try and get, you know, 17, 18 mil for him.
Yeah, he's had good loan spells at Hull, Derby, Bournemouth and Cardiff. A couple of weeks ago, he scored a great hat-trick for Cardiff as well in a 4-0 win against Birmingham. So, he's, you know, he has been at good clubs, so hopefully those clubs might be interested in him and might, you know, stump up the money.
I think I'd sell him as well. I was dead excited with him coming through the Championship, coming through the youth academy, and seeing him in the Derby team. He excites me there. Free kick against United. I just don't think he's good enough for Liverpool. He's just one of them kids in the academy who just doesn't make it at us, but you make a profit on him. And if you get 15 mil for him, for someone who's never played really in our first team, I think that's a good bit of business, to be honest with you. But I do think we would have got more money last year because he had a good season with Bournemouth in the Prem. I think it's a bit of a step back. For me, the minute he got loaned to Cardiff, it's a step back. So I don't think he was staying. Loaning him back to the Championship, you're just thinking, yeah, the fact that the Premier League team came in for him makes me question it as well. Obviously, I don't think he'll stay at Liverpool at all. What about the Ox? The Ox is valued at 18 million. For me, I'm 100% keep. I like the Ox. I think he's still got more to add to the team. He's had three bad injuries. He's still probably overcoming them. Found it hard to break into the team, but I do think with the likes of Shaqiri, Abigi and stuff departing, he'll probably have more time to break into the team. That's why I'm 100% keeping him. And I don't think it's fair to make him up sticks and move when he's about to become a dad. So let's keep him in the pool.
I'd keep as well. There's just something about Ox I really like. Plus, he gives us a different, you know, different option in the court as well. He likes to run, you know, at the defenders. But I mean, we saw in the last game of the season, you know, great goal, absolutely smashing goal. But I'd keep him if he can stay fit. Then we've got, you know, like a top player. It's the injuries he's had, you know, that one against City just made me like, because he was having a fantastic season and then you knew he'd be out for a while. So, I'd defo keep him, and start off West Ham.
Yeah, I agree. There's no point in loaning him out. What's been interesting in the past few weeks is he's actually come on for Firmino, and he's taken up that false nine role. And actually, I could see him playing that role. Yeah. You know, I generally could. We know that he can bang. We know that he's got pace, even through some hellacious injuries. I think, you know, someone needs to come off the bench and create an impact. He did that against Burnley, and I think he can do it if he stays fit. That's the only big question mark for me with Ox. Can he stay fit? Because that is 18 to 20 million pounds sitting on the bench or the physio table if he can't stay fit. That's the biggest question mark. But again, we're not, you know, we can't tell the future. So for me, someone's got to come off the bench and make an impact. Ox is that player at the moment, and hopefully he can find that purple patch he had, you know, just before he got injured in the Champions League against Roma.
Yeah, he needs a, you know, good pre-season.
Yeah. What about Reece Williams? I think I'd keep him, mate. I think he'll go into the under-23s, do a few more seasons there. I do think there is potential with Reece Williams. He's valued at $4.5 million. And I do think maybe another year or two in the under-23s, then maybe a few minutes in like FA Cups and that in a few seasons, you could maybe get 10, 12 million for him. He's still very young. It seems stupid to cash in on him now when you can put him in the under-23s and you can maybe even get like a youth cup or something to come close this season. They'll probably go closer then next season with some additions that we've got in terms of academy kids coming up and stuff. So for me, I'd keep him, but use that.
Loan for me to a championship team, just to get him, you know, a bit more bulked up and a bit more physical. I wouldn't get rid of him. There's something there, obviously, but I think he needs a bit of roughing up. You know, under-23s is good, but you know, championship is a lot tougher, and I'd like to see how he does there. I wouldn't sell him.
No, there's not a lot of point in selling him. I think there's a player there. We know that the biggest thing that, you know, he comes under criticism for is for his spatial awareness. Spatial awareness comes with experience. You know, he doesn't know at the moment what Premier League strikers, what their runs are going to do, whether they're coming in behind, whether they're going to the left or the right of him when he's watching the ball. Experience brings you that. And I was really gutted for him that he didn't score, you know, the header. It was straight on his head. And I thought, it's going to be Phillips all over again. And it blazed over the bar. No, for me, I think either option is viable, to be fair. I think what both of you have said is I wouldn't argue with him going back to the 23s and getting a few minutes in the FA Cup or League Cup. I also wouldn't argue with him going out first team experience on loan. I absolutely keep him. And either option for me is viable. He is certainly one to watch out for, as is our next player. Used to be a player one to watch out for in Ben Woodburn. Ben Woodburn, his contract runs out next summer, and he's valued at 2.7 million. There's no point in sending him out on loan for me because his contract will expire next year anyway. for me, it seems that the loan spells haven't worked, and that's a big issue. If loan spells at Oxford United aren't working and he's not getting in the team, he's surely not good enough to play for Liverpool, which is a shame because, like, he's our youngest goal scorer, beat Michael Owen's record, but it just looks like his time's up. Wherever he goes, you know, wish him the best of luck. He'll always be in the folklore of Liverpool Football Club. 2.7 million is not a lot, but at the end of the day, it's better than nothing because it looks like he will probably be leaving on a free next summer.
Yeah, sell. Easy, just sell. Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for him. Well, I mean, I think he was hyped up too much. You know, everybody was kind of saying like he's like going to be like the next Michael Owen, and it just didn't happen. So yeah, it's just kind of the same with like Harry Wilson. You know, it's time for them to be able to go somewhere where they can play football. It's not going to get it at Liverpool. So 2.7 would be a steal.
The fact he was still on the bench for Liverpool Football Club at the end of this season, Oxford sent him back. It says it all. I think I'd agree with what Dad said. He was just overhyped too soon. And we've been victim of that with a few youngsters. Liverpool, we've overhyped him. We overhyped John Flanagan, I think. And we overhyped Conor Cody as well. Jordan Ayew, we were saying he was the next big thing. So Liverpool do overhype youngsters because they got good in the youth leagues, where Ben Woodburn, he's not good enough for Liverpool. I don't even think he's good enough for the championship because it hasn't worked, and like you said, in any loan. And so he's still paying towards them, which is just ridiculous. Just sell them, get rid of them, get them off the wages. And even if you bring in another youth prospect in that position and pay him them wages, it's someone who's younger and maybe got more potential than someone who's never going to make it at this football club.
It's a bit weird that both him and Wilton do really well for Wales.
It's all relative, isn't it? It's all relative.
Joe Allen does well for Wales.
Yeah.
Moving on to the last one then. Naby Keita. 34.2 million is valued. That contract expires in 2023. Going to be a bit controversial and say I'll sell him. Yeah, 34.2 million for Naby Keita. He has made a biscuit. I don't see the point in keeping a player, paying him. He's probably on 70, 80 grand a week. He come in for a £50 million move. He's not going to be on small money. He's never fit. I'd rather sell him and bring someone in that position who is fit. Whether that means we're going after bringing two midfielders this summer, because obviously we're replacing Genie as well, I don't care. I'd rather have someone who's more available and more fit. And if you can get 34.2 million for him when we bought him for 50, that's what, £16 million loss. But he hasn't really done much. I mean, when he comes on, he's decent, but he's so inconsistent. And for me, I'd rather have someone who can be fit 38 games a season than someone who can be fit 15. I don't know what you, I've used up what we say keep, but for me, I just don't like his availability.
Well, we had this conversation, I think, last week or the week before, didn't we? Yeah, I'm a keeper. I think I said last time, give him another season. And if it doesn't work out, then, you know, off you go. But I am a little bit in between, though, now, because I forgot that African Cup of Nations is coming up as well. So he'd be gone, you know, a month for that. Well, that's if he stays fit. Yeah, I would keep him. Yeah, I'm a bit on the fence because of that African Cup of Nations, but I would keep him.
I am also keeping him, yeah. And you're absolutely right, because the Guinean manager just runs him into the ground, whether he's fit or not. So it's irrelevant, because you know that he's going to play him anyway, judging on past, you know, past experiences. But no, I'm keeping him purely on the basis of there is a player in there. I would hope that, you know, a pre-season, I know we say it quite a lot, but a pre-season, full pre-season, you know, not on the, you know, injury list or, you know, the physio's bench, I would keep him. I think there's a player in there. He does something that not many Liverpool players do. He can keep hold of the ball, but also go past people. When he got hooked on the Madrid game, I actually thought that that was, quite, you know, I thought it was quite a poor decision, because there was a moment in the game, he just went past three Madrid players in midfield like they wasn't there. So there is a player in there, and his contract doesn't run out for another 2 years. So I think he give him one more season. I get a lot of stick for sticking up for Keita, which probably rightly so, because he's not, I hyped him up massively. But yeah, I'm going to keep him. And I'm going to stay true to him purely on the fact that I got him on my shirt. I can't not. Got Keita 8 on the back of my shirt. So I've got to say keep him for that alone. So there we go. There is actually one other player who we are going to discuss as well, and that's Marco Gruic. And he wasn't on the original list. But Marco Gruic, 25 years old. He's obviously been on loan at Porto this season. His contract expires in 2023, and Transfer Market value him at 13.5 million. So for me, again, no point in going out on loan. He's been out on loan quite a lot now. And as interesting as he is, because every time I've actually seen him for Liverpool, I have been impressed with him. He's extremely tall. He's extremely combative, but we haven't needed him for 2 years. So for 13.5 million, I'm sure we could get more than that again, but for 13.5 million, we've not needed him for 2 years. I don't think he's the genie replacement. So for me, I'm going to cash in and I'm going to sell him. How about you guys?
I agree. I'd sell him. I've been massively impressed with him, to be honest with you. Even games I've seen when I've just been bored in the Porto game and I've been on telly and stuff like that. He's impressed me, but I think with Gruic, he would want to play, and he's never ever going to get that position. Being who's the best central defensive midfielder in world football and probably will be for the next 5 or 6 years. If you see Fernandinho playing that role at 34, 35, there's no reason why Fabinho wouldn't either. So I do think for that reason, Gruic should probably go. And if we can get that much money for him, I reckon we could probably get about 15, 20 for him, to be honest with you. He's not had bad loan spells wherever he's gone. And there's rumours that Hafer want to bring him back because he really, really impressed there. So it'll be interesting, but I do think that we'll sell him, that he is a good player. I'd probably include a buyback clause, because if he does hit it off, we can bring him back.
Yes, sell. And if we could sell him to Leicester, then part of the deal to get Tielemans, it'd be all right. Adding me money up now, me maths.
I've done that myself.
I've just done that too, yeah.
I've got 53 mil. So I wouldn't mind.
I'm on 94.4, mate.
I'm in the middle then, because I'm on 84.
You're buying Sancho then, Matty? Rich, what about you?
You getting? So, I mean, I still can't see a Sancho deal being done. I just can't see it. I really can't. And as much as it pains me to say, because I think he's absolutely brilliant, I just can't see it being done. I just think a Patson Daka or Rafinha or a Jonathan David, like, I just think they're more FSG signings. I would love Sancho. If you're going to ask anyone, like, you know, who would I sign realistically, I think Sancho would be the one, because he is realistic in a mould of a player. I don't think Mbappe is realistic. So I would go Sancho, but I don't think it would happen. So I'm going to pick one of those three. I mean, ideally Patson Daka, because he can play through the middle a lot more comfortably than the other two who are mentioned. I also do think we do need a midfield option, and it's interesting what we're going to do, because there are talks again about whether we are going to play a two-man midfield next season. And if that's the case, then we might not need a Wijnaldum replacement. Instead, we might need another striker or a number 10. If Firmino is going to drop into that 10 role, we'll obviously need someone to lean the line. So it depends really what system we're going to go. For me, Tielemans all day. But, you know, there's a lot of cut price players in France. We've mentioned Hussein-Maior. I think he would do an all right job, and he's more likely like 30 million. I think FSG are more likely to spend that amount rather than, I mean, for me, a player I'd love to see at Liverpool is Jack Grealish. Massively unrealistic, because I can't see us doing that. But I think it's more likely to be someone like Hussamay or someone like Patson Daka, Jonathan David, you know, those sort of the players of that ilk who are young and have potential, rather than players who are signed, sealed, delivered, ready to go. Especially because if we're going to keep Mane, Salah, Firmino, Jota, if we bring in Sancho, one of those players surely has to go, or one of those players is going to have to be getting used to being on the bench.
Yeah,
that's most likely Mane.
Well, I mean, would you sell anyone else? I mean, we only we looked on those 10 players. Would you sell anyone else from that team? The two that always come up is Bobby and Mane.
No.
I think we really did miss the boat at the beginning of this season. You know, we should have spent and brought in, even though it's a pandemic, we should have brought in at least 2-3 players. I think we really did miss the boat. And that wasn't even like for centre-back, because no way you knew we were going to lose 3 senior centre-backs. But yeah, keep them. I mean, for my 53 mil, which is much in this days of football, if we could get Tielemans for 53, which no chance, but I'd go for him. And if not, Bissouma, because you could get 35 mil probably for Bissouma, and then, you know, you have a little cash left over for a haircut.
I do really like Yves Bissouma, if I'm honest. So yeah, it's a really good shout.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But yeah, everyone else listening, thank you obviously to listening, and obviously let us know, you know, what players would you sell, what players would you keep alone, and who would you bring in?
Perfect. And don't forget to subscribe as well.